Okay, today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Resh Mem Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel. Anaf Eitz Avos Ha'amur B'Torah. The pasuk says Anaf Eitz Avos. As you know, that refers to the Hadas, but obviously it refers to a certain type of branch known as the Hadas. The reason why it says Hu Hadas, that's the Hadas. Why is it called Anaf Eitz Avos, which is like a braided branch? Because the olav chufin es eitzo, because the leaves basically surround the stem. It surrounds it. Kigon, shlosha olin oyoser. That means that it has three leaves or more surrounding the givul echad. At one, okay, at one, we'll call it right now, at one base along the stem. Now, what we're going to see is that there's actually a machlokes in the Rishonim, what that means. There's a shita of Rashi that says all three leaves have to come out of the same base. We don't hold that. We hold that it can come out of different bases from the stem as long as it's all on the same level. Okay, and that's why there's going to be an interchange. If you remember, I was a little vague when I said cane. At every cane and every givel, which basically means, the cane basically means, in English they have the word called whorl, W-H-O-R-L, which basically means like it's circular around the stem. And that's how, as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's how we basically hold. We don't pass it like Rashi. We hold that we're going to see that the Hadas, the three leaves, have to come around the same basic level up the vertical of the actual stem. So let's see. It's all going to be spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's going to be pretty clear. So he goes as follows. He says, Aval, im hayu shnei ha'olim, if you have two leaves, b'shava ze keneged ze, where basically what you had is, if, however, you had two leaves that are basically in line with each other, opposite each other, the ha'ala hashlishi, but the third leaf, however, was lamala mehem, was above them, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, or below the other two, ein ze avos. It lacks the status of avos. And remember, we've been going back and forth that there's two types of psulim. There's the psulim, the etzem status of the actual min, like you have hadasim, arabos, the lulav, and that's obviously a fundamental psul. If it lacks avos, then it's not a hadas. Or something could lack what's called hadar, where it lacks the beauty, and if it lacks the beauty, that's a psul, and we saw that's a machlokes, whether or not it's only going to be possible the first day, or all 7 days. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Yud. So what does he say? Givol Echad. So here's going to spell out what I just pointed out to you before. And that's namely, look what he says, the Givol Echad, wrote Salomar, the Chol Kain the Kain. It means in every whorl, the Yismuchim Zelazeb Igul Echad. He's exactly spelling it out. Unlike Rashi Sheik, it doesn't have to come out of the base, but it means they have to be next to each other, in a circular fashion, meaning at each step of the way up the vertical of the branch, it has to be surrounding each other they have to be parallel to each other, circularly around the stem. That's what he means. Bechol kain v'kain, at every whorl, they have to be next to each other in one eagle, in like one circle around the stem. Meaning, shein echad namuch mechavero. One is not going to be lower than its fellow leaf. Afal pi shekol echad beukto. And again, even though we pass it that each one is coming out of its own base, that's okay. Not like Rashi Shita, which holds that all the three have to come out of the same base. That would be fine, and that's totally, totally okay. We continue on. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So he says, it can't be that you have two on the same level and one above. So it comes to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, O Lamata Mehem. If you have two that are basically in line with each other, but one below, not only above, but one below, that's also not going to be considered Avos. Ein ze avos. Okay, so what is it if it's not avos? What is this called? So he says, aval nikra hadas shote. Like, you know, like a person, like it's called shote, someone who's deranged. So it's considered like a deranged hadas because it's whacked out. Hadas is supposed to have circular leaves around it, and now you have one leaf above the other two leaves. That is a hadas shote. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, mibnei she'ein alav holchin keseder, because it's not following an order on the same, right, at the same level on the vertical up the hadas. Ella mishuboshin kishaita. It's all mixed up, like someone who's a shaita, who's all deranged. That's why it's called a deranged hadas. Okay, and therefore the Ramah comes and he says, Haga, and because this is a hadas shaita, and it's not a voice, it's puzzle. Upuzzle. Back to the Ramah above, right? Back to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, upuzzle, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. Afilu bishas hadchak. Even under extenuating circumstances, this opinion holds that it is possible. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Afilu B'Shas Hadchak, meaning, She'eno B'Chlal Hadas Klal. According to this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Right? And the Rambam is saying here that according to this opinion, it's not considered a hadas at all. Upasul afilu bishar yomim. And it's going to be puzzle even on the other days of Sukkot, not only the first day. And then he says, v'chein, the same thing would be, as we're going to come up to another case soon, in mayushnayim ze al gav ze. If you had two, not we had two and then one above it. Let's say you just had two at each level, but they were parallel to each other. They weren't deranged, but they were just, instead of three circular around the stem, you had two, then two, then two. So in that situation also, according to this opinion, it's going to be puzzle. That's what he says. Yam kein ein ze bechlal avos. It's not considered eitz avos ha'amur b'torah. Because again, hadas has to have the status of eitz avos, which means like the leaves are braided. That's what it means literally. But here it means that it's what we call mishulash, right? Mishulash at each level. We have three, minimally three, at the same level. Okay. But now the Rama goes and he quotes a second opinion. He says v'ika manda amar b'gemara dikasher. He says, but there's an opinion in the Gemara. The Rama now says, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, who says it's posel, that says that this is kosher. Look at the Mishnah Brura, de kosher. Okay, well, before we do the Mishnah Brura, let's just continue on the Ramah. There's de kosher, the alkane, and therefore he says, and therefore, noagin be'elu amedinos l'chadchila, latseis be'elu ha'adasim hamuvayim, ve'ein shleisha alim be'gibel echad. He says, because there's a man da amar in the Gemara, he says, based on this, the minog in these Medinos, meaning the Medinos Ashkenaz, and the Ashkenaz countries, okay, they used to be Yaitse Lechatchila with these Hadasim that weren't Mishulash, that didn't have three leaves at each point in the vertical going up in the Hadas, meaning they did not have Mishulashim, and they relied on it, okay? And he goes on and he says, the Yesh Misha Kasav, the Hadasim Shalanu, Ein Nikrayim Hadas Shota. And he says, and there are those that say, that our hadasim are not considered hadas shota, ho'il v'heim shnayim al gabe shnayim. And now he goes on and he says, our hadasim, which are not two with one above it, but rather two, and then two above it, and then two above it, all parallel to each other, those are not considered hadas shota. They're two because they are two and above two. V'heim not hadas shota. That's not considered hadas shota haniskar v'gemara. That's considered in the Gemara. Lachain nagu lahakel says therefore the minhag is to be makel kemosha kasav mari kolon umari isalon zal b'tshuvah sayin. So it's fascinating. Ramah here, if you would just stop at this Ramah, you would say that the hadas. If you have Aviatel is bringing you hadasim, okay, he's lucky. My son is not in the competition with him because he's not. My son is getting married. Okay, was going to go ahead and he was going to also sell here, but he just found out that there's a seger. A lockdown coming in, and he's much too busy worrying about whether he's going to be able to get married or not because of the lockdown. So Baruch Hashem is taking care of Avi and Telus, and hopefully he'll take care of Yisrael Tzvi as well, and the wedding will go through. Okay, but the point is, Avi and Telus is going to bring in Hadassim, and you'll see his Hadassim are not going to be two above two. He's going to have Mishulashim, three leaves at the same level. He's going to have his Aleph, even his regular Aleph, and even his Bayis is going to all be Mishulashim to some degree. So what's going on? It sounds like when the Ramah, you can even have two with one above it, and for sure two and then two, even though, as we saw from the top, the Shulchan Aruch position, as the Ramah said, is it's for sure puzzle, even b'shas adchak. So you have a massive machokas here. The Shulchan Aruch, as the Ramah said, holds that even b'shas adchak, if you don't have mishulashim, three at each level, you're toast. It's puzzle, even b'shas adchak. And here we have the Ramah saying, they were makel in these Medinos, because of the Manda Amar and Gemara that says that you can have this hadas that has two with one above it, or there's some Adam who says that two with two above it is totally okay. It's not even a Hadas Shota, but not so fast, Shlodowski. Listen carefully. You could get Dalit, the Kusher, the Alkane, Noagin, Rotzelomar. Look what he says here. He says, this means to say that this opinion is Somchin al Osoman da Omar. This opinion is Soymech, on meaning these people who are Noyeg in these Medinos, they are Somech on the opinion in the Gemara that holds that Trey the Chad, two with one above it is going to be kosher. And not only that, who adin, for sure, betray al gabi trey. If you have two above two, that's for sure okay, because that's not going to be considered deranged. Now we're going to see not so fast. Look what he says. Tesvav, lachein nagu lahakel. Says he could be makel. Based on this, the minog is to be makel, the Ramah says. Ayein, he says, beber agra. Check out the gra, ushar achronim. And the other achronim, shekulam pikpiku ma'od al minagahu. He says the Gra and so many other Achronim says, what in the world is this minhag based on? What is the Ramah? The Ramah, how could he actually justify this minhag? He says, she'ein lam shum yisod. There's nothing to base it on. Lo betray v'chad, but lo betray al gabei tray. He says there's no reason at all to allow two with one and two above two. V'harama dachak. He was just trying to stretch it. Rak l'kayim amina. Often, sometimes, you'll see a posek who doesn't want to go ahead and be motzi laz on Klal Yisrael, and he says, "Oh, this must be what people who are naeg this way are relying on." But chas v'shalom, you should rely on it. He says, just because they're doing a minhag that's wrong, we should not rely on it. And therefore, he says, "Lachein hayarei l'dvar Hashem." Someone who's really concerned, okay, l'dvar Hashem, he's aware of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he's concerned that he's been doing his mitzvahs properly. He's yitrach. He should be careful to go ahead. Limtso avos kadin. He should try to find mamish avos, which means mishulash, minimally three on the same level. Dahainu shlosha olin b'shava. He should have three leaves totally in line one another. B'chol kein v'kein. At each whorl, at each level up the hadas. Ayein l'kaman b'sifhei. And we'll see as well, sifhei. Okay, because what we're going to see coming up is, right now we're not talking exactly how much of the hadas has to be mishulash. Let's say you have a very large hadas. Does that mean that every single wall has to have three? You got a hadas this big, that's a foot long, or 2 feet long. So we're going to see what's the minimum amount that you require mishulash. But whatever that minimum amount is, he's saying you have to have mishulash in that minimal amount. That's going to be considered a kosher hadas. Whatever the minimal amount for a kosher hadas, that's what you have to have mishulash. That's what these achronim are saying. And you got to be careful to go ahead and find it. He's not ready to say you mamish have a puzzle, because he also doesn't want to be mostly laz on people who have been hugging. But today, Baruch Hashem, almost no one who knows anything will get a hadas. It's very easy to. It comes in the packages. Everyone will get one that's with a hechsher that says mishulash. It's pretty easy. The only difference between the mahudar and the not mahudar is, as we'll see coming up, how much of the hadas do you have? How many inches, based on the different shiurim of what's going to satisfy a good kosher hadas with proper mishulash along the way? But everyone has some level of mishulash, as we're going to see. And then he goes on and he says, shlosha olin b'shave. Oh, sorry. Kasev ha'chayadam. Continuing on, the chayadam writes, the betoch elu ayiveshim shemeviim imaris rogim. He says they used to have these dry hadasim that they used to bring with their srogim. Now, he doesn't mean here dry that are a puzzle. He means that they're a little dried out, okay? And they would come with, right? Avi and Talis are going to have esrogim with hadasim, with lovim. Bidochak nimtza echad lemeya. So in those days, bidochak, it would be hard to find one hadas in 100 sheyesh bo shloshot keinechad. So unlike today, where we have smooth packets, where Avi is going to bring us mishulashim, in those days, in Europe, wherever they were, it would be one in every 100 that would come out of these hadasim, they'd be able to find that they were mishulash. Okay? And that's a problem. V'lachein, ein lam cheskas kashrus, and therefore he says, you can't rely on them. Ad sheyashreim b'chamin v'yirakech osam, until you put them in hot water, and water that's going to make them more moist to be able to see. You see, the way the hadasim seem to have come, it would be very hard to look at the hadas and see if they were actually mishulashim. Again, the term mishulashim that we're using now is the three minimal leaves in one whorl. That's the term we're going to use for, okay, this kosher whorl, whorl, we have all the three leaves at the same level going up the vertical. So these mishulashim, it's almost impossible to find. So he said you can't rely on it. So therefore, the only way you're going to be able to rely on it is if you make them more moist, where you'll be able to soften them to actually see if they actually are mishulash. And therefore, he says, im lo yimsa, and therefore comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says, maybe you can take it, but if you can't show that it's mishulash, yitol below bracha. He says here, you should take it without a bracha. And I'm going to point out something to you. The post can actually maintain that it's not so simple, because it could very well be that if you take this hadas, that's mamish puzzle, and you want to be yotze with it, you might be over Baal Tyson, because it might be a different min. It's not the same thing as an eitz avos. It's like going and taking some other, let's say you went ahead and you put a pine tree branch as one of your minim in your dal, right, in your dal minim. You'd be over an iser of Baal Tosef. So he says, what you have to do is, if you're going to take this hadas that might be puzzle, so number one, you can't make a bracha, and you have to make a tenai. Your tenai is that if I'm taking it, I'm only taking it on condition that it's kosher. And if it's not kosher, it's not considered that I'm taking it at all. So you won't be over Baal Tosef. That's what the poskim all say. Okay, let's just finish up here. Dalid, yatsu harbe b'kein echad. What happens if you have many leaves coming out of one whorl, all around, right? One circular whorl around the stem, binashu mehem, and they fell off. A bunch of the leaves fell off. Ad shelo nisharu el shlosha b'kein echad, to the point where there was only three left at each level. That's kosher. Afilu nishu rovam. Even if you had seven and four fell off, where the majority of the leaves fell off at each level, it's going to be kosher. You don't try you shiva like it was seven. Binashu mehem arba, four fell off. And three remain. So this is, we had this earlier in the beginning, if you remember, of the Siman, but that was what was quoting the Rambam. Now he's quoting from the Torah. So it's just like a repeat. And if you have seven and four fall off, as long as you have three at that level, it's going to be kosher. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says, v'nashu mehem ad, haynu afilu haya b'chol orech hadas kein. He says, even if the whole length of the hadas had seven and four fell off, it's still going to be kosher. Afil nashu ruben, even if the majority fell off. Why? The kevan janisha shlosha, since three remain, adayin avos karina bay, still considered avos. Because what's avos? If you have a minimum of three at each level along the way, that's going to be avos. Aval nishu rak shnayim, but if only two remain, puzzle. That's going to be puzzle. The afba adas sheyesh bo shlosha. Listen to this. Even if you have a adas that had three bekanecha, if let's say you had a adas that had three in one world, v'nashar echad nikol kain, and one fell off, v'nishar rak shnayim, and two remain. Hiskimu kama achron la'achshir. Okay? And even though, where if you had three and one fell off and you had two, some achron say it's kosher, that's only because sham shiny shenish dayer akoponim rov akein. In that case, where you had three minus one, rov of that kein remained. So therefore, the those who say that's going to be okay, if you have three and you lose one, and then now you have two and that's going to be kosher, that's okay because ruvo kakulo. Over here, we have seven, and let's say five fall off, and now you have two, so then the majority fell off. But in that case, since the majority fell off, you're going to require at least to have the shear of avos. The al yidei, okay, because based on the fact that you have shlosha al shlosha, al yidei ze nuchal achshiro, v'nomar da'af ata avos karina bay. Because based on this, you can still be machshirit, because you'll say that you have at least avos. What it comes out is as follows. What he's saying is like this. If you have seven, even if the majority fall off, it's still going to be kosher. Why? Because as long as you have three, you have avos. So who cares if you lost the majority? You have avos. You have three there, which basically says you have three mishulash at each level. So we don't care that you lost the majority. But if you go ahead from seven, or even from five, and then you go to two, and you lose the majority, so you lost the majority, so you can't say ruach kulo, and you don't have lot. You don't have avos. You don't have mishulash. You will see tomorrow that if you have mishulash from the start and you only lose one, some will say that's okay. Why? Because since you had three to the start and now all you lost is one, so that might be considered ruvo kakulo as if you had three. That itself is going to be a machlokas. But if the majority goes under and now you're down to two, that's for sure not going to be kosher. That's going to be puzzle. But if as long as three are remaining, it doesn't make a difference. You can lose 10. If three is remaining and you have mishulash, it's going to be kosher. Ad kan v'lo yoseh.